Then, of course, looking for the qualities in others, I think, becomes important. You know? Because we have, human beings, we are very, we have this habitual tendency to see the faults of others. And then it's okay to see faults of others also and accept them, because we need to. As samsaric beings, there's nobody who doesn't have faults. And we have to understand that, and we have to accept that. But I think we should also look for qualities in other people, because that becomes very good in practice. If I see positive qualities in others, then I also slowly, you know, embody that, inculcate that. The more positive qualities, the nice things, positive things I see, the more I become, you know, kind of imbued with that quality. So I think it should be an effort deliberately to look for positive things, because unless we do it deliberately, we are not habitually doing this. I think you know the story about the three monks, which I tell very often. These three monks who were trying to create a very thriving community, you know? Yeah. It's a very interesting story. There was three monks. I think must be Catholic, yeah? In a monastery. And they were trying to make this monastery very, you know, lively and thriving. But, you know, it was not happening, and nobody was coming, and they were all getting very old. So there's nobody becoming new monks and things like that. And then one day, they heard that a wise man from far away was coming to that area. So they sent one of the monks to ask some advice from this wise man about how they can change this. So he went, this one of these monks went, and he asked him. And when he asked, this wise man said, "Well, I don't know what to do, it's difficult. Because, you know, nowadays it's becoming very, you know, materialistic, and people are losing interest in religion, so maybe there's nothing you can do." So, okay, there was nothing. And then at the end, when he was leaving, this wise man said, "By the way, one of the three of you is the Messiah." You know Messiah? Messiah. Messiah. And then he left. Now other two monks are waiting for it. So they said, What did he say? He says, "Well, he said nothing actually. He said that this is the time, there's nothing we can do." But then at the end, he said something really strange. What did he say? He said that one of the three of us is the Messiah. And they all laughed because it was a joke, I think. Then they went, and they went to bed. And then they started to think. And then one of the monks thought, maybe the other one, you know. Maybe he's the one, because he's so learned, he's so, you know, he knows so many things, he's so, you know, bright. Maybe he's the one. And then this one thought, maybe other one is. Because he is so, you know, so kind-hearted, so, you know, so nice, you know, so loving and things like that. And then this was thinking, maybe it's the other one, because he's so simple, so humble, you know, he must be. So in the morning when they got up, you know, they were treating each other like Messiah. And then, you know, then somebody came, and he was very impressed by these monks who were kind of so nice and so kind and so respectable to each other. He liked it very much, so he came again and again. And then another came and another came, and in a few years, this community was thriving. You know. There was lots of, you know, harmony and, you know, so nice things, you know. So it's like that. So you start to treat each other like Messiah from tomorrow.